Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal's everywhere. Well, Sal's at minicamp. Sal's at your golf. Yeah. I saw Sal. I saw him at T-ball.
Wait a minute. The thing you were at for why you couldn't golf, yep. Sal was at, but he also golfed?
Apparently.
No one's able to do more things at one time than Sal. He's the man of all trades.
He might just own a helicopter and we don't know it.
Get to the chopper!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Covering OTAs. Hosting the Extra Point Show here and there, Mr. Sal Capaccio joins us in the Western Hotline to recap a day where we heard from the offensive and defensive coordinator at Bills OTAs yesterday. Hey, Sal, good morning.
Good morning, and I just got through a little early morning golf buddy Bulldog.
This guy.
Who, by the way, I can only play 9 holes. I said, hey, I can join you if I could play 9, and he was on fire the first 4 holes. I'm sure he will tell you all about it, just so you know.
We learned yesterday,
he's got a new putter.
He plays well only when he doesn't play with Jeremy.
Yeah, I've got a theory on that. It's a working theory. But was he putting the lights out?
To start, yeah, and with the new putter, he was. He hit literally the first 2 or 3 holes were great putts, yeah, for sure. So I think he was like even or 1 under the first 4 holes. And then, he still played really well. We played 9, and then, but he played well. For sure.
All right. The 5th hole there is a tough one. It's a long 4. Anyway.
No, we weren't there. We were at Lancaster.
No, I know. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Lancaster.
Yeah, sorry. I thought you were thinking about Delaware.
Yeah,
sorry.
One goes up, 2, 3, 4 is the par 3, and 5 is a long par 4. I mean, you're hitting a long club into the second approach. Anyway, Sal, hey. So we heard from the coordinators yesterday. I want to start with Bobby Babbage. We spent a lot of time this morning on Joe Brady, and we'll get to that maybe at the end. But, you know, Bobby Babbage, his second year calling plays for this defense, and, you know, the amount of turnover on that side of the ball, he's the one of the two that's had big changes really come his way. So what'd you take away from Babbage in the way that they're preparing this defense and how it might be different this year?
Yeah, actually, he said, you know, every year you obviously have to have some adjustments. He felt last year one area they can get better is the way he put it was to be a little bit more consistent in their weekly approach. Now, I think you could take that a lot of different ways. To me, that might have meant like, okay, on a week-to-week basis, like we got to stay consistent to what our core values are, what we do. Maybe we got a little out of character a few times last year. He didn't say that's why I'm interpreting it, right? He didn't give us the exact details of that, but that's what I thought was interesting. And then when it comes to the new pieces and fitting them in, he's like, look, this is my job. We adjust. We adjust through the season. We adjust now. You're always adjusting. You're figuring it out as you go. And, you know, specifically a guy like Joey Bosa, who's not there right now. They have a plan for Joey Bosa, but right now he's not playing. And he said, hey, when Joey Bosa's available, he's available. But in the meantime, we don't flinch. That's what he said. We don't flinch. So, you know, you get the sense of, hey, you go forward with what you have and you make the adjustments. But at the same time, I think there's some core principle values that they want to stay true to as a defense here.
And when it comes to Babich's identity in the defense, Sal, what we saw in year one looked similar, right, to what you would come accustomed to in a Sean McDermott defense when he was calling plays, or even before that with Leslie Frazier, but some differences. And then, I don't know, how would you expect the defense to look different on the overall with the personnel changes and then with Babich going into year two?
You know, it remains to be seen, Joe, but I think there's been a lot of talk, and I don't disagree, and I want to see, do they play a little bit more man-to-man? Are they a little bit more aggressive on the outside when it comes to that? They drafted Max Harrison, obviously, who has this elite speed, and he's really twitchy, right? Does that allow them to maybe take some more risks and play a little bit more aggressive on the outside, man-to-man? You know, you can get burned that way, but you can also create big plays. They had a lot of takeaways last year. It wasn't because they were, you know, sticky man-to-man defense takeaways. You know, they just were very opportunistic. They did a great job of, you know, punching the ball out at times and just being rallying to the football when it does come loose and guys being there. So I do wonder if that's the case. Now, Mike Pellegrino joins the staff. One thing that he said about Mike Pellegrino, he came from New England. Mike Pellegrino was the defensive backs coach there, nickel coach for the Bills. And he said the one thing that always stood out about Patriots defensive backs is how competitive they were all the time. And they're always trying to, you know, do things to kind of, you know, make sure that they're aggressive and whatever, in your face or however you want to put it. But that stood out to me. So is that what they're going to be a little bit more this year, of a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more in your face, outside, man-to-man? Those are things that I'll be watching for.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline, recapping another day of Bills OTAs as we are in June football prep, gearing up for training camp, which is about, you know, like 7 weeks away before we get off the training camp. Harrison, Sal, the reviews on him, it was interesting hearing Tre'Davious White talk about, you know, his feeling like being a veteran for a young guy. He was remembering his time doing it. It wasn't exactly the same positional players, but just, you know, guys that kind of look to younger players and look how they can make a difference. And it sounds like Trey White is going to be someone to do that.
Yeah, and I think back to when Vince Carter was at camp last week at OTAs, and him talking about this from his own perspective of this great NBA player who played a long time in the league. And, you know, he talked about when you're older, you know, how that's such a responsibility to be able to do that, because you're all trying to win. And yeah, sure, like, you're competitive. Tre'Davious White is trying to win a job, but he's trying to win it at the same time he's trying to be a good mentor and a good, you know, leader for Max Harrison and the rest of the younger DBs. It's no different than what we talk about quarterbacks a lot of times. There's been a lot of talk lately in Cleveland with Joe Flacco with this, right? And how Joe Flacco is approaching his job. And, you know, you try to be the ultimate teammate, but at the same time, you have your own job that you're trying to fulfill. And Tre'Davious White said when he came in, he had Lorenzo Alexander, he had Kyle Williams, he had Micah Hyde, he had Jordan Poyer to lean on. Now, those guys are a little bit younger, but the veterans especially, those are the guys that he really leaned on. And, you know, he said he needs to be there for Max Harrison in the same way, and he wants to do that because, listen, I mean, I think Tre'Davious White has understood, and it really stood out to me, guys, when he spoke to the media a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, I guess, after he signed, he said he gained such a perspective of after the injuries, and he never knew that would be his last time playing with Mike and Jordan. And then he had the injuries, and he basically, you know, had to kind of understand, you know, where he is in the timeline of his career and what it means. And I think that everybody kind of gains that perspective as they get older, and I think that's why he's taking the approach with Max Harrison and the younger guys that he is.
He also talked yesterday, Sal, about Deion Walker, the Bills' fourth-round pick. What did he say about Walker in terms of what he likes? And then also, is there any talk at all about him being managed, limited? I mean, there was that back injury, but I don't know that I've seen anything about him other than being a full go. But you tell me.
No, the only I've not seen him anything other than what everybody else is doing. We do not get actual participation reports during OTAs. They don't tell us limited or full. But I can tell you this. He's wearing a white jersey like the rest of the defense. He's not wearing red. Taron Johnson recovering from a surgery. He's wearing red, but he's doing everything. You know, Deion Walker's out there with everybody else wearing a white jersey, going through all the drills. I posted a video yesterday of all the defensive linemen who are there going through a pass rush drill, and they're hitting their hands, they're going, running around, they're going through the drill, and you could see right there, like, how big this man is and how he moves for a big man. In fact, some people even commented on my video of, wow, look at, you know, Deion Walker and how big that he is and moves that well. And in fact, that's what Bobby Babich said about him when he spoke. He said, you shouldn't be able to move the way he can move for a big guy like that.
Sal Capaccio with us on the West Her Hotline. Sal, what about on the offensive side of the ball, hearing from Joe Brady yesterday and what maybe your biggest takeaway was from him? I was interested about his comments about Coleman and Shakir when talking about versatility of the positions. And it almost sounded like when he got asked about Coleman in the slot, Sal, that it sounded like any time that would happen, Babich kind of spoke to maybe that'd be more because he's trying to move Shakir around rather than, you know, like, I think this is what we should do with Coleman. You know what I mean?
I do. I didn't. I'll have to listen for that. I didn't take it from that specifically, but he did not dismiss it, right? And he did talk about the versatility of both of them. And maybe that's the case, Joe. I think more than anything, and this goes back, we know this just from Joe Brady the last year and a half, you know, of him being the offensive coordinator of the Bills. They just believe that, you know, they don't have assignments for wide receivers and positions. They're not, you're X, you're outside, you're in the slot. They don't do that. What they do is they just, you have to know everything. And you got to be able to play everywhere. And that's what their plan is. So when you go into a game, you can say, you know what? This is a really good matchup where maybe we can use Keon Coleman a little bit more in the slot. Now, yeah, coming with that is, remember last year we talked about, did they want to put that on his plate as much? Well, he's a year in the system now. He knows a little bit more. Maybe you're more comfortable with putting that on his plate now. So he is, Joe Brady is very much of the mindset of, everybody has to be able to play everywhere on this offense. If you might be outside one game or one play. You might be inside more one game or one play. And they're going to have to figure that out. We know Khalil Shakir has that versatility. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest. But he still works pretty well on the outside. And, of course, he can work in the slot as well. So, yeah, I get the sense that – and, of course, at this time of year, he's also not going to give you the goods, right? What the plan is for what they're going to do with Keon Coleman. They're not going to do that at this time of the year either. But I get the sense we could possibly see Keon Coleman a little bit in the slot. But it might be a work where let's see what happens early on, training camp, and see how it fits for him. If not, you know, we'll kind of stick with him being on the outside.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline on Bills OTAs. So the schedule going forward here, Sal, wrapping this up and then to mandatory minicamp?
Yeah, so the team had OTAs Monday and Tuesday yesterday. One media day, that was yesterday. They're off today from being on the field. Tomorrow they'll be back on the field. That's their final OTA, voluntary. Next week is mandatory minicamp. That's when we'll be ratcheting up. Is Trey White there? Is James Cook there? And, you know, we're going to be paying attention to that. We're going to be out there every day. The media only gets one day of OTAs each week, but we get each day of mandatory minicamp. So we'll see who's out there and who's not. And obviously Josh isn't there. Wasn't there yesterday. Pretty understandable. He got married in California over the weekend. Some of the guys, though, if you see the social media pictures floating around, there weren't a lot of them. They kept a lot of things under wraps. But you could see that Deion Dawkins, Spencer Brown, I believe I saw a little bit of Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox. They looked like they were there at the wedding, and they were also at the OTA yesterday. Although I will say, Spencer Brown did not participate yesterday. He was in, you know, without a helmet and on the sideline. Damar Hamlin did not participate yesterday. He was with a helmet on the sideline. And Cam Lewis wasn't there at all yesterday, along with James Cook. Joey Bosa, obviously, we know that, you know, he's injured. He's not participating.
All right. Good.
Gabe Davis was also at that wedding.
Uh-huh.
He was. And today, Gabe is apparently visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. But very quickly on that, we had talked about him with you the day he got released and maybe even for a couple of days. At this point, there is zero belief, right, that he's in play for the Bills or expectation from you that's coming?
I would say, you know, pretty low. I don't know if zero, but pretty low, right? I mean, you never know at any point that could happen. But yeah, Joe, I would say it's not happening right now. I think the only way it would happen is if maybe the Bills, there's an injury or something like that. You know, Gabe is still out there at some point later in the offseason, and they say, you know what, he can come in for a really minimum deal of some sort. I think there's offset language anyway for his deal, but yes, I think to basically answer your question, it's pretty minimal to nothing chance right now.
Very good. Thanks, Sal. Yeah, thank you. We're good. All I was going to say was about James Cook, you know, ratcheting up the James Cook watch. Even if he is there, that watch is ratcheted up because does he speak on it? What does he say about it? How well is he able to, you know, tamp it down, whatever. Like, it could be I'm here, I'm not happy. Could be a lot of different things. So next week will be interesting.
Yeah, and does he even do drills. Like, we've seen these hold-ins, right?
Yeah.
Not hold-outs.
Right.
You show up,
yeah.
You're not fined, and then you don't do anything. So, you know, that's all, what, 6 days from now? And yeah. That'll be kind of the thing that we'll be watching the most for next week.
Very good. Thanks, Sal.
You got it.
All right, Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline on Bills OTAs. Bulldog putting the lights out.
The new putter.
My theory is he plays like trash when I play with him.
Right.
It's not always been the case, but this year, Owen, we play weekly I feel like I am Bulldog's cooler.
Let me ask. What's your dad's pace normally as a golfer?
Pace as in,
like, if it's just you and him, how fast of a player is he?
Oh, pretty quick.
Okay.
He doesn't like to weigh too much. I know where you're going with that.
I'm a fast golfer, so when I play with Jeremy, doesn't bother me whatsoever.
Yeah,
don't even think
here.
About it. But if you, I have some friends who are the slowest golfers you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I just, in my head, them playing with you, it would throw them off.
Okay. Because I do play fast.
You play fast, and I think you would almost, not pressure isn't the right word, but maybe a little bit on a really slow golfer to, like, I can't take forever here because look how quick Jeremy's playing, and right. That could throw off someone else's pace.
Not.
But he's a quick golfer.
I don't think that is a factor in the least bit.
That theory is dispelled then.
Jeremy, it's not just you. I play with him more than anybody.
And he plays bad with you.
It's like 75, 85, 75, 85, 75, 85. Like,
okay, just bouncing back and forth.
All
These are Delaware scores.
Yes. So, grain of salt, everyone.
But all right.
He has been very hot and cold this year. He's working out. He is grinding.
Hills and valleys.
Yeah.
Do you slow your pace down if you're with slower golfers?
You mean like my own individual
shot?
Yeah.
Will you play slower if you're playing with somebody that you know this is a slow golfer?
Not really.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're walking, we got four people walking, I feel like you just walk to your ball and hit it, and we'll all meet on the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not one to I'll socialize on the tee and walk into the next tee, but the fairway is not really the place to have
big
conversations.
Yeah.
I feel this way about the sim, too.
You're quick on the greens, too, I would say.
I'm quick. That's, you know why? Because
you're not taking
that is where
30 seconds to line up the putt and then a couple of practice swings. One person's putting process could be anywhere from what? Like 30 seconds to 45 seconds. Yours is like 10, 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
It's jarring. There's times where I'm like lining up my putt and I'll look up and you're already done. Like, you've already putted. And I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
I thought I was going first. He's already done.
The practice swing thing, though, is something that I've done too, because
eliminating practice swings on the green.
At least on the green, because don't they say you'll never, whatever your practice stroke is, it's like almost never what your actual stroke's going to be anyway.
I've never done the practice putt stroke thing.
Yeah, no, I know that I do play fast. I always just feel like we're out here to play golf, and if we play fast, people behind us will play fast. We'll all just play around a golf. Like, let's move. Yeah. You don't need to be Patrick Cantlay out there and shoot 17 over. Not that he shoots that, but like, he's the slowest guy ever.
Oh yeah,
and like, he's a pro, so there's a little bit of wiggle room for somebody that's good. For us.
Well, I mean, he's caused controversy with that even himself.
Right.
On the tour. So.
Right. Yeah, I play fast.
I don't even notice it that much that you play that fast other than on the green. Yeah. I never really notice or think,
well,
like,
that's
wow,
probably
Jeremy's
a flaw to my game where I should actually take putting seriously.
I have recently done that, and it has shaved many strokes off my game. So,
I need one of these fancy new putters.
When's the U.S. Open? Next week?
Father's Day, yeah, next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
All right.
It's at Oakmont.
Love that.
Yeah. I was checking out the flyby of Oakmont on the sim. I mean, it's nice out. You can play outside today, but, evening round. Oakmont, it's looks like an ideal simulator course, and by that I mean not a lot of trees. It's wide.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Lynx course. Wide open.
That's what you want on a simulator.
On a simulator, you don't want trees.
They're not built for the trees.
That's right. You don't want to go into jail.
Sometimes you're in a tree and the ball just, like, you can't get it out. You're trapped. Ugh. Or you don't, like, you'll be lining up a shot and you won't know if the tree is actually in front of you or not.
Yeah.
Which makes it really tough because you could hit it and then, like, the ball doesn't go anywhere.
Like, look at Oakmont. Oh my God. It's a field.
It looks so visually intimidating, but it's such open. A different way than like those tight courts.
Some of the reports on like Oakmont's score, it's going to be nasty.
Next week?
So nasty.
Like plus score for the winner?
Plus wins. And you miss the rough, a rough is a stroke penalty. You're going to be punching out of the rough, unless, you know, where the gallery like mats it down. But I guarantee you, Oakmont is going to be the players get mad at the course kind of event. It's right now a week out being sold as Rory said he triple bogeyed a hole that he hit three good shots on.
Wow.
So
over under on Bryson freakouts on the course.
Oh my God. I mean, 15
could get one.
At least. Awesome. Well, there hasn't been a plus score winner at the U.S. Open since Koepka in 2018. So it's been 7 years.
Where's that? Kiowa?
Shinnecock.
Shinnecock is, I feel like it's always a plus score there.
And then before that, you got to go back to Justin Rose in 2013 and Webb Simpson in 2012, who both won with plus scores at Merion and then Olympic Club.
Okay.
It's been recently 6 under, 10 under, 6 under. I mean, 6 under for a golf tournament being the winning score is pretty low, but I guess it has been a few years since it's been like, man, nobody can do anything. I mean, when Mickelson put that ball in the tent at Wingfoot, he was like, he had the lead, but wasn't he like 3 over going into that final hole or 4 over? Like, he was definitely in plus scores.
Yeah. Excited for it. U.S. Open on the way next week. Next week this time there'll be practice rounds at Oakmont, and you'll hear all about how the website I found calls it the grassy guillotine.
Ooh.
Oakmont, the grassy guillotine.
I like that.
Good name. Really good. Good name for a course. 803-0550, we'll get a call in if you want to follow up on anything you heard from Sal. You can do that. And we'll, you know, continue hanging out here. Mid-June, high 85 today. Beautiful, beautiful day on the way. And some rain rolling in the next couple days, but temperatures staying, you know, nice. So get outside, enjoy it. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you guys know by now how I feel about Jimbo and that stuff. That's besides me. That, you know, I don't make those decisions and whatnot, but he was obviously huge for us last year, and I'm excited to, you know, when he is here, to be able to get with him. I obviously love Jimbo, but it's just like anyone. Whenever someone's not here, it's a great opportunity for the guys that are, and, you know, seeing Ray and Ty and, you know, Diev and Frank just get those opportunities. Like, everybody kind of benefits from that, and, you know, but I am excited whenever Jimbo is back with us.
Next week, all eyes on James Cook. Does he show up for mandatory minicamp? Does he hold in? Sal pointed out you could show up and not do team drills. Is he going to talk about it? What does he say about his contract? All that. That's on the way next week for mandatory minicamp. I don't have anything bronze today. The traditional gift for an eight-year anniversary, I mentioned yesterday, is my wife and I, our eight-year anniversary, and I did not get nor give anything bronze.
Hmm. Do you normally give a gift with what it usually lines up with?
Who does?
I did look up the other day because my second year anniversary is coming up, and it's paper, I believe.
Who does? They've got the list of the traditional gifts for every year. Percentage linen of humans ever on the planet to have gone in line with that list of things you're supposed to give every year more than 5 years in a row in the history of time. How many humans have done it? Five?
You're saying nobody does it?
No one does that.
Really? Nobody?
No one does that. No one. There's even a modern list.
That's different than the...
Yes.
The traditional list, it goes paper, cotton, leather. So you didn't do any of those?
No.
Fruit or flowers for year four.
If anyone does...
Fruit.
Anyone does flowers, it's a coincidence.
Watermelon or cantaloupe for... wood for five. Iron. What is this list? This is the Google AI. Iron or candy,
right,
for six. That can't be. Can't be the traditional list.
No one is. Next year, I'm supposed to give her pottery.
Wool or copper.
Actually, pottery might be a good idea.
Eight says bronze or pottery. There is nine.
How about this one? In the traditional UK edition,
this is a bad list.
Eight says bronze or salt.
Oh, bronze or salt?
Salt. You give her some sort of salty gift.
Salt shaker.
Sure. Pottery, tin or aluminum. Whoever does any of this?
I bet there are probably people that do it.
You might skip all the way to 5%. Silver at 25. At 25, you give some silver. Okay, fine.
It's at least 5%, I bet. Yes, yeah, so silver is good.
So 5% of the population on their first anniversary is giving their spouse a paper-based gift,
yeah,
and then cotton, and then leather, sure, and then fruit and flowers, and then wood. 5%.
Yeah. What would be the easiest one? You could get something carved or, you could do something with that.
CJ in Buffalo. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Simple question, I guess. This is a copycat league. You see all the teams, everybody's going defensive line. And I look at the Eagles, and I like what they've done where they didn't need a Saquon Barkley, but they were so close to, I guess, knocking on the door, they said, okay, let's kick it in. You don't need that player, but go get him. That's how I feel about the Bills. And I feel as though they've gotten complacent ever since getting Diggs. We found our quarterback, and they went and got a receiver for him, and they showed, okay, let's get a receiver for him, and let's keep kicking the door down. I felt as though they were pushing. Now they seem complacent. And it's like what they're doing now is for longevity, and it's a great idea. They're doing awesome. But for the GM to say, don't say I didn't do anything at receiver, I got Palmer, I don't think that's what everybody means. We're saying you're so close. Get a guy. Like the Chiefs have on the other side of the ball, like Chris Jones. I wish you would have went a little further and got a guy, I guess is what everybody's trying to get. And I feel as though they're complacent. Yes. Business-wise, this is great. You're selling out tickets every year, playoffs every year. That's awesome. But as far as winning, and you're in an AFC that's loaded, you need to push the envelope. Not for nothing, but I feel as though they're complacent. They may not say it, and I know it's probably – I'm not saying it's bad or they're doing anything wrong – but push the envelope.
The thing about that is, though, that a guy didn't really get moved this offseason, right? Metcalf is the best player at what he does.
Sure.
That got traded, and maybe you would think he qualifies for this and wanted to see the Bills do that. There also are two edge rushers that are going through contract dilemmas right now, and we'll see what happens with them.
There's another way.
But nobody got moved.
There's another way to say this, which is, I mentioned yesterday, Big Baller Bean. He didn't really have a Big Baller offseason, which is fine. You don't do it
right,
every year.
That's right.
The guy that signed Vaughn, traded for Diggs, the series of moves to get up to take Allen. Like, really, you could say taking Allen was the best thing he ever did. Getting in position to do it was its own accomplishment on a year they made the playoffs.
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah.
That is a great accomplishment, and that is... To me, that's GMing at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
That is
without giving up your other first round pick,
what
by
I mean,
the way,
right?
Is
like,
even more incredible.
That is really where the master class was. You could have picked the wrong quarterback in that spot, and it all would have been for nothing. But dancing around Cordy Glenn to Cincinnati to move up, and that was incredible. But in the last two off seasons, I guess trading Diggs, you could say, would be one of these. Mm-hmm. This is the off season without any sort of really big move at all. Josh Palmer's a middle move. It might be a nice move. Joey Bosa's a middle kind of move. Might be a nice move. Not to say these are bad moves, just as CJ's laying out complacent, I don't know. That's one way you might say it. The way I would say it is that there was no – we're waiting for the next big baller bean picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I don't mean they signed Christian Kirksey off the street and people throw the glasses up because Kirksey had a good year in Houston and was a Bill for like 2 days. Like a real honest – sorry, that's one I just remember.
A real honest,
wow, the Bills have decided to make a move, to go all in. They already are all the way in. The question kind of gets to this year at the deadline, does some player become available? And they think, like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to trade for insert player here and be viewed as, wow, he did it. I mean, Cooper, would you say Cooper is that? Last year, it's a month into the season, they trade a third-round pick for what they thought would be a number one receiver. Last year, that is a aggressive, big baller bean kind of move. I'm not going to sit here and watch this team die on the vine with these receivers. I'm going to get somebody to help.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of when that next one comes. And I what if he's the GM for the next 5 years? I'm sure there'll be plenty of those moves. It just didn't happen this offseason, not yet.
Yeah. The Josh Palmer signing was the most total money that the Bills gave out to anybody this offseason. Do you want to know how many deals in the league
had
how many
more
free agent deals had more
that?
Total money?
20, 30.
And this might just be guys that change teams. 39.
Okay. 39, yeah.
So
the 40th most in the most money given out in a contract, like free agency, yeah.
Yeah. So
and the draft, what do? They stayed and they moved around and shuffled in the second round and then, you know, like
again, so like the call being about like going and getting a guy. I wanted them to do that too. But part of why I wouldn't crush Bean and the Bills for the offseason that they had is like I'm looking at the list of guys that signed for more money than Josh Palmer. Did I want them to pay $104 million for Milton Williams? Maybe you could argue is defendable. It's a nice player, but
did you want them to go spend on Josh Sweat?
I wasn't upset when I saw that one. Josh Sweat maybe a little closer.
Yep.
Them signing Bosa to me is in the same tier. Sweat's probably a more reliable player because of injury. Maybe you think Bosa's got a little bit of a higher ceiling.
Right.
Whatever.
He's $20 million a year, Sweat, average annual salary.
But I'm looking at the list, and there's not a name where I ever went, oh, really, really wanted that one.
Right.
Well, I toyed with that with Metcalf for a moment, but that was tough because Metcalf was available for like 24 hours. And it was over. There wasn't even really time to think.
There's also the hindsight versus, you know, what you're doing now. If you really want to get after it, you could say, like, you should have taken Ladd McConkey instead of Coleman. McConkey looks to be, like, Brian Thomas Jr. got all the love and had a great year. But Ladd McConkey had himself a year.
Yeah. Remember we talked a lot about Jonathan Allen? He signed for 3 years, $17 million per year. Are we mad they didn't do that?
Again.
Would that satisfy the call of a guy? Because that wouldn't. That's more expensive than anything they did, and he's a nice player. But that's not a whale. That's not, oh, what an offseason. Huge offseason. It might have been a nice move, but all I mean to say is there almost is nothing they could have done this offseason that would have been, wow, sunglasses, big baller bean, can you believe what they pulled off?
Well, I wouldn't say there's nothing they could have. There's nothing that happened that you wish they did.
Okay, right. That's a better way of saying it. Yeah.
And, of course, like Hendrickson, maybe if they're a different team, they could get him, but the Bengals aren't going to trade him to you. We'll see what happens there. 803-0550. Thanks, CJ, for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550.
You want some hockey trivia quick?
I do want hockey trivia.
So we've talked a lot about Jason Robertson in the last couple of days. We talked a little bit about Jason Robertson in the past couple of days. He might be available in Dallas. He ranks 8th in Dallas Stars history in points. Who are the 7 above him?
Dallas Stars history points.
He's already 8th all time, but there are 7 above him.
Does this include Minnesota North Stars?
Nope, Dallas Stars.
Okay. Mike Modano.
Number one, 1,050. By the way, Robertson, 394 is the number you got to
beat. Oh, it's only 394. Okay.
394.
The guys have played there forever, like Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin.
Number two and number three. Yep.
Did Brett Hull play there long enough? Joe Neuwendijk is my answer. Hold on. I'm thinking of all like the 99 stars, like Yuri Lettinen. All-time stars scorers.
Right, let's remember the 99 stars. That's a fun sentence.
Yeah. Who played for the Stars forever? And Brett Hull was how many years? I don't know if he got to the top seven. Did he have 400 points for the Stars?
Brett Hull, I'll give you this, played 218 games
for
the
Stars.
Then
that's a no. He did not get there. Yeah. I didn't think it was that many.
It's like 2.5 seasons.
Yeah. Is Heiskanen played there long enough to have that many points?
No. Heiskanen is 283.
Daryl Sidor.
No, but close. Okay, 334. He played 700 games. Okay. So
that's what I'm saying. Like I'm happy about that answer.
Yep. There is a defenseman on this list.
Sergei Gonchar.
No, but close.
Sergei.
Yep. Go ahead.
Sergei.
I think he's in the Hall of Fame. No, but he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Zubov.
Oh, he is in the Hall of Fame. Zubov.
Yeah, Sergei Zubov.
Sergei Zubov is in the Hall of Fame. He is fourth all time.
How do we get to Stars trivia?
Jason Robertson.
Oh, Jason Robertson. Okay.
Is Neil Broughton an answer here?
No.
All time Stars points leaders.
Why is that in my head?
You said one of these names. All right.
Yuri Lettinen.
He played 875 games.
Okay.
And then you're only missing two. These are more like the middle Stars teams that are very forgettable, but the players are known.
I'll give credit here. I like this guess. Jamie Langenbrunner?
No.
Oh, okay.
471 games for him.
Then I'll protect the innocent. I'll protect the guilty party there.
What hints could I give? This guy was a finesse player.
Oh, hold on. Pavelski. No, he didn't play long enough. Sharks forever.
This guy played for five teams, most of which was with Dallas, but also Montreal, Nashville.
Matt Duchene? No.
No. He wore number 63.
With Dallas?
Yeah. Mike Ribeiro?
I would never get it.
No? Never?
Nope, I would never get
it. Okay, then I'll give you Brendan Morrow as the other one, because I don't think you ever got there. That was more likely than Ribeiro? For you to get?
0 and 0.1. I was never in my life.
What if I'd given you that his nickname on Hockey Reference is Mini Mo?
Mike Ribeiro?
No, Brendan Morrow. 6'1", 215. Mini Mo? It's not that mini.
Yeah. Well, good trivia. Thank you for that.
You did pretty good. Not as good as yesterday's trivia.
No.
Although you didn't swear this time.
I accidentally swore yesterday, yes.
So maybe it's an improvement.
I texted Howard about that. I said, for his birthday, I accidentally swore on the radio.
For his birthday.
I swore. It was dumped, so it didn't go over the air. But on YouTube, if you were watching.
I think you saw it on YouTube.
That's why you got to subscribe and watch us on YouTube, because if we accidentally swear.
Different laws.
It'll make it there.
Yep.
And it was a moment. Yeah. All right, Extendo Sports coming up. Sal's here, fresh off the golf course. He's ready to chat with you on Bills OTAs. James Cook watch continues to see when he comes back, if he is in town next week, what he has to say about all that stuff. And the Stanley Cup Final tonight, you can hear the game here on WGR, right? We've got the game right here, or is it on the bat? Yeah, very good. I'm excited. I'm excited for this series. Dare I say I'm as excited for this series as I was the Four Nations. Once we knew the Four Nations was good and U.S. Canada was going to be like, let's see U.S. Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm ready for this series. I am very excited to watch it. 8 o'clock every night that it's on. I can get with 8 o'clock.
Yep.
I don't have to go too much later. So let's go. And yeah, let's go Oilers.
Let's go Oilers, definitely.
Yeah. Let's get McDavid a cup. I want to see him put up 24 points in 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
Conn Smythe. Really, I want to see, that'd be the ideal performance, and the ideal outcome for me would be, give me one of these Tiger at the Masters, like iconic, we talk about it for decades, what he did. That's what I want. 803-0550. Extendo Sports coming up here on WGR.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, wrapping up Extendo Sports. Sal's coming up, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. High of 85 today. When you think of this time of year, do you think about being back in like high school? And June in high school was the best.
I think of
half
it
days.
Was hot, though.
Yeah, but you go in, you take a test, you're done for the day.
Yes, yeah. Final exam week. You go in for 2 hours even, and that's it. And then you're out. Yep. A little bit.
Those half days were great.
I think of the 11 a.m. Summer vacation, you know? That last day at school more so. I remember a lot of the last days at school. Like the last day of 5th grade, 8th grade, sophomore, junior year. I don't remember my last senior year, day of senior year, though.
Oh, no, I don't remember specific days. I just remember, you know, the gym, taking tests in the gym.
Yeah, that's right. Scantrons.
Proctors, who's proctoring the exam? Pencils down, you know, all that kind of stuff. Time running out. Speaking of, you guys said I play golf fast. You know how fast I took tests? Holy cow.
Yeah.
I would take a test in those scenarios, and then I would wait 15 minutes because I would feel wrong leaving as soon as I did. I can't be the first one to leave. Why would I feel that pressure? Why would anyone care about that? I'm done. I filled
you wanted to win the race.
I wasn't even trying. I was just like A, B, C, D, and I'm done. And I would think, I can't leave yet.
Almost feels like you that went that felt too easy.
I mean,
so okay, would you?
Maybe I wanted to. I don't know.
Were you reading the questions thoroughly? Were you skipping over the directions?
No, I was just taking the test.
I used to do the same exact thing where I would
finish
exam,
so fast,
and I was like, "What? Why isn't anybody else done?
You know, yeah, you could have done. What is everybody else doing?
You
know, you could have done that. It took a little bit more time. Is I would put this is when the Sabres were like good. Put four team names at the bottom, Okay. And then, so like A would be Buff, B would be Ottawa, C would be Carolina, D would be Toronto. And then I would take the test, and at the end I would go back and count up who scored the most.
I mean, I guess you could do that.
There you go. That would take a solid 5 minutes.
I was just looking forward to the mints that they always had at the end of the Regents exams that were like the best mints, and you could never find them anywhere else. I don't know if anybody else my age will know what I'm talking about, but they were unbelievable.
Mints?
Like, mints.
Yeah, they were these peppermint mints that would like melt.
No.
Oh.
Jolly Ranchers for us. Definitely Jolly Ranchers. We're always there.
The mints were a special like,
you mean
occasion.
like the Andes mints that you get like after you go to a restaurant? Because those things are trash.
Andes, you don't like Andes candy?
Trash.
Yeah. They're fine. It's like a peppermint. Oh, it's like a
terrible.
Peppermint patty.
Andes peppermint patties are trash.
Oh jeez, look at this.
I like peppermint patties, but those
you don't
Andes.
See Josh what? Allen being Take advertised on peppermint patties.
If they paid him, I bet he would.
You know why they don't pay him? Because they don't sell any. Because they're trash.
You're trying to tell me that they don't sell peppermint patties?
No.
No.
When's the last time you saw a pepper? You don't just walk down the grocery store and you go through the aisle or you go to the self-checkout and you got all the bars right there. There ain't peppermint patties on that stand.
The Hershey Company makes 1.5 billion peppermint patties every year.
And I bet 1.2 go in the trash.
Yeah, they go in a landfill.
I want to listen to this.
They all end up in a landfill.
This peppermint patty slander.
How many do you think that is? How many Josh Allen advertising Snickers? How many Snickers?
8 billion. If peppermint patties is 1.2?
1.2 billion. Snickers yearly sales. 15 million bars are produced daily.
Oh, this is going to be way more than
You might be surprised to find out that is 5.4 billion bars. Snickers bars.
4.5 billion bars.
Yeah. In a year.
And how much is this? How much are we charging for Snickers these days?
Oh, like probably $17. $5. Who knows? $20?
So much money.
All right. We're back tomorrow. What's going on? Stanley Cup final tonight. Enjoy.
And then the NBA finals tomorrow. We'll have a little preview.
You can hear the game here on WGR, Oilers and Panthers this evening. We'll be back in the morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.